Falun Gong is freely practiced in 40 countries around the world, but relentlessly persecuted in China. The peaceful courage of practitioners there has shocked their oppressors and moved the people of the world. While China continues to block all information, FGM-TV brings you the stories you may not hear anywhere else.
Hello, I'm Zenandal Nikki. In this week's news, the number of Falun Gong practitioners that have died while detained is 280 as of Tuesday, September 16, 2001. American terrorist attacks enlighten people to the need for truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance in the world. Falun Gong and founder receive recognition for bringing benefit to the people of the world. Jersey City Council in New Jersey passes a resolution condemning the violence and repression against Falun Gong practitioners in China. Australian City Councillor speaks out against the persecution of Falun Gong in China after seeing it firsthand. Chinese men publicly threaten and beat Falun Gong practitioners during peaceful sit-in outside the Chinese consulate in Chicago. More news from China. American efforts to free permanent resident Dr. Tung from detention in China. SOS walks continue around the world. Ever since the tragic attacks in the U.S., the world has been a different place. People from around the world have held memorial services, and some have just gone to their local U.S. embassies to light a candle. In Toronto, a local Falun Gong practitioner went to pay her respects. She brought a board reading, "The world needs more truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance." It seemed the public also agreed, as most of the candles that were taken by the pedestrians surrounded this board. On September 13th, Swiss practitioners held three separate full-day hunger strikes in the front of the Chinese embassy in Zurich, the Chinese consulate in Bern, and the United Nations in Geneva. The hunger strike was held after the terrorist attack and carried a special meaning, as expressed by the words a practitioner wrote on a poster. "We understand your sadness. We are with you. The world needs more truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance." Many people came to talk to the practitioners. One Canadian lady said, "If everyone had truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, this tragedy would have never happened. It seems only Falun Gong can solve this problem." In other news in Europe, over 28 European parliamentarians representing different political groups nominated the founder of Falun Gong, Mr. Li Hongzhi, for the 2001 Sakharov Prize. Many other members also strongly supported the nomination to recognize Mr. Li's outstanding contribution to the improvement of mankind's mental, physical health, and freedom of belief. The Sakharov Prize for Freedom of Thought has been presented every year since 1988 to an individual or organization for making significant contributions to the promotion of human rights, basic freedom, and firmly opposing persecution and injustice. On September 12, 2001, the City Council of Jersey City, New Jersey, held a meeting in the City Hall. Nine council members unanimously passed a resolution condemning the violence and repression against Falun Gong practitioners in China. In particular, Jersey City's sister city, Nantong, was mentioned. The resolution also commends Falun Gong as a body, mind, and spiritual practice that offers great health benefits to their people. "The world is watching China," says Australian official Councillor Jamie Parker. The deputy mayor of Leichhardt speaks publicly and provides details about the shocking reality of the peaceful group's bloody encounters on Tiananmen Square. Throughout the whole day, there were violent arrests that mainly consisted of people raising yellow flags and throwing leaflets in the air. "The reaction from the authorities was very severe. We were very shocked, and it sickened us," said Parker. In his public statement, Councillor Parker continues, "The obvious concern I raise, if this is the type of brutality that is meted out against old women and others in public, what happens behind the scenes? It is important that our government makes sure the Chinese government will not get away with the human rights abuses against Falun Gong practitioners. As Australian citizens and active people in our community, we can make a difference." While brutality continues in China, violence spills over into Chicago, USA. "If you sue us, we will kill you." These chilling words were the conclusion of a violent attack on Falun Gong practitioners that seemed to belong more to the streets of Beijing rather than the streets of Chicago. Carolyn Liu and Bill Fan show the local media their destroyed camera and tell their story at a press conference across the street from the local Chinese consulate in Chicago. Bill Fan was beaten and his camera smashed after he took photos of some Chinese men cursing fellow practitioner Carolyn Liu. At around 4:40 p.m. Friday, September 7th, three Chinese men drove up in front of the Chinese consulate in Chicago. They were angrily cursing the practitioners across the street. Carolyn Liu tried to reason with them and gave them a flyer. They responded saying, "Why don't you return to China and die?" They continued, "We are going to beat you right now. Do you believe us?" Across the street, Bill Fan began to take pictures. Immediately, two men sprinted out of the car after Bill. They caught him, smashed his camera, and beat him in the back of the head and his body. All the while, Carolyn was calmly writing on her hand the phone numbers that appeared where the rear license plate should have been. The three men then surrounded her and threatened to kill her if she sued them. Chicago police detectives are now investigating, and the FBI have been contacted. In news from China, there are more reports of Falun Gong family members are being persecuted even if they don't practice. When the police in Weifeng City of Shandong Province can't find Falun Gong practitioners, they capture their family members. During detention, they are beaten with belts, iron bars, and electric batons. One practitioner who now wanders the streets has sent us a photo of his wife, a non-Falun Gong practitioner, that was taken after her detention. From the middle of July to the end of August, Baoqing County's 853 Farm Custodial Center has illegally detained nine practitioners and forced their family to pay huge fines up to 7,000 yuan, which is 1 year's average salary. One family member, who was over 60 years old, could not afford the fine. Consequently, this person was thus put into a custodial center and forced to do hard labor like a common criminal for more than a month and a half. However, these evil deeds don't go unpunished. In March 2000, Tang Liu Guo, the head of the transportation unit in the Transportation Bureau of Fusong County in Jilin Province, was on his way to Xianrenqiao to illegally arrest Falun Dafa practitioners. In the car, he cursed Falun Dafa and the founder. In the middle of his talking, he died. He was just over 40 years of age. Police officer Yu Wenya arrested many Falun Gong practitioners on their way to Beijing and put them into detention centers. Afterwards, Yu was missing for over 2 weeks. It was later reported that he was killed during a domestic crime and his body was cut into more than 45 pieces. Later, the criminals cremated his remains. Falun Gong practitioners were invited to hold a press conference at the National Press Club on September 7, 2001. Falun Gong spokesman Erping Zhang gave a speech for the rescuing detained American permanent resident Dr. Chen Chunyang from China. Tung was sentenced to a 3-year term for passing evidence to foreign journalists of psychiatric abuses of Falun Gong practitioners, including documentation of how China's authorities are illegally detaining and abusing those in mental hospitals and elsewhere. Falun Gong called on President George Bush to use his trip to China as leverage to demand the release of Dr. Tung. On the following day, on the other side of the continent, Falun Gong practitioners in the San Francisco Bay Area held their own press conference and SOS walks in six cities and towns at the same time to call for an urgent rescue of Dr. Tung. Although the recent tragedy in New York has taken the world by storm, it seems Falun Gong hasn't missed a step. SOS walks are continuing in Canada, U.S., Europe, Australia, and Taiwan. Their perseverance has touched the hearts of many. In the face of vicious attacks on humanity, everyone can do their part to help. Just as these two youngsters from Australia are doing what they can by folding flyers for their walk team en route to Brisbane from Sydney. I'm Zenandol Nikki, and that's all for this week's news. See you next time on FGM TV.
Thanks for watching FGM TV, dedicated to breaking through China's information blockade, revealing propaganda, and bringing you the truth of Falun Gong.